Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you had a great week. I'm JT along with David the Beef Shirtlift, master producer. Welcome to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network, where smoking and red meat are allowed. Jimmy Buffett, by the way, is our musical guest today. You ever been to New York? David, you been to New York?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Well, you know one of the world's best meat markets is there in Manhattan, right there on Madison Avenue. You think of Madison Avenue as the, you know, the marketing guys and all that stuff, advertising agencies, what have you. LaBelle's been there for a long time. It's a great meat establishment if you're in the city. And we are very fortunate today to have Stanley LaBelle with us on the phone from New York to talk about the wonderful meat and stuff they do. Stanley, welcome to Barbecue Nation.
Thank you very much. That's some beautiful introduction you gave me. I appreciate that.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem. Give us a little history about LaBelle's. When did it get started, and when did you get involved with it?
Well, I'm my two sons and my nephew are the fifth generation in the business. I have a grandson that's graduating this week at college, and hopefully his decision will be to come into the business. We've been on Madison Avenue since 1954. We've been rated by the Wall Street Journal by number one meat market in New York and number three in the world.
That's a pretty good rating.
Yeah, I would say so. But it takes a lot of hard work. It's one thing to get there. It's another thing to stay there.
That is very true. Very true. So how did your family actually get into the business? I mean,
Well, my great-great-grandfather was he had a farm, and he was in the slaughterhouse business, the slaughtering business. And he used to, on a horse and wagon, deliver meat to different butcher shops in Europe, and my dad came here in the early 1900s and started in the meat business.
Well, there you go.
So, in the retail.
So what makes LaBelle's so special?
Well, we are extremely, extremely, extremely conscientious of what we do. We only buy and sell the finest meats available. If it's not the best, we just don't buy and we just don't sell it. Not only is it prime, but the prime kill is only 2% of all the killing in the country, and which is quite small. And of that 2%, we are able to pick out maybe 1/3 of 1% of the highest quality of that particular range. It varies in quality like anything else does, even in the prime category.
Sure.
And then to enhance the flavor even more, we dry age the meat. We keep it in a dry age atmosphere, and we age it anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, which actually breaks down the tendons in the meat, increases the flavor, and you wind up with an incredible steak or roast or whatever we sell that's been aged. It's unbelievably delicious. I must say, once you have one of our steaks, you're hooked. You're hooked, what can I tell you?
That is so true. Now, do you have see if I got this right. Do you have a cedar? Is your aging room lined with cedar or something? Or maybe I'm thinking of something else.
No. It's a wood. Well, now we can't have it, but we're grandfathered, which it's a wood aging room.
Okay.
Where the humidity is level. It's a low humidity, and we have a fan in there that dry ages it and makes it, takes all the moisture out of the meat, and makes it very, 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 very delicious. Very, very delicious.
So when you're selecting these, I'm sure you have people, we'll let that phone ring there. I'm sure you have people you've been dealing with, suppliers and stuff, and for a long time, but do you actually hand select all your meats?
Everything is hand selected. Everything goes through one of our hands before it goes into the retail operation.
Oh, that's
whether it be the mail order, entity or the retail or our brick and mortar.
Oh, there you go. That's the way to do it. So tell us what you look for when you're selecting, you know, say a rib roast, or a tenderloin.
We buy the size. First, I look at the color of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that red meat, bright red meat, is the way to go. No, it should be somewhat pink. The meat in itself should have a flakes of graining, and graining is flakes of fat in the meat. The purpose of that is when you broil the meat, the flakes of fat actually melt in the meat and enhances the flavor and the tenderness and the juiciness. Then we look at the color of the fat on the meat. The color of the fat should be white, not yellow or discolored in any way. The darker the color of the fat on the meat, the older the animal, therefore, the less flavorful and the less tenderness would occur. So a combination, and also the bones. When you buy a steak with a bone in it, the bone should be red. That dictates the youth of the animal. It's a younger animal. The bones are red, and if you look at the bone, you look at the color of the fat, you look at the color of the meat, and you look at the graining, the flakes of fat in the eye of the meat, and if that's all there, you wind up with a real great steak.
Oh, that sounds great.
Of course. This would even help the average person out there when they go into a supermarket or a Costco or a Sam's Club, and they're looking for something. Education is 100%. I mean, you can find something that's good. Not great like ours, but certainly passable if you don't want to pay our prices.
Well, understandable there. And you know, if you live clear out here in Oregon and you've got a dinner party tonight at 5 o'clock, it may be a tough to get as much as I'm sure you'd try, but might be tough to get a couple of ribeyes from LaBelle's in Manhattan out to Portland.
If that's the case, you have to prepare in advance.
Absolutely.
Although we do have a mail order entity.
Right.
It's strange how we got into the mail order entity. Again, we have our brick and mortar on Madison Avenue, and we're there for almost 60 years now. And a lot of our customers have moved to Arizona, California, Hawaii, Florida a lot, and they keep calling us to ship them our product. And it came to the point where we couldn't handle it any longer in our retail store. So we were forced by our clientele to go into the mail order business. And thank God it's been growing leaps and bounds. And I attribute that to mainly because we continue to sell the best that can be bought.
Well, there you go. Now, tell me, does that apply to when you purchase, you know, chicken or veal or anything like that? You use the same standards?
Oh, absolutely. 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 The poultry that we have is grown locally. We do have some control over the feed. We know that it's high quality. The lamb and also this is actually the great time of the year to buy lamb if you're going to buy it. It's still springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Although summer is coming in, but it's the end of the season, so if you want to stock up on good lamb, now's the time to do it.
No,
pork we use only Karabuta pork. Karabuta pork is similar to Kobe beef. It's very, 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 very delicious. First time I saw it, it had to be proved to me that it was great. Because I didn't like the texture or the color of the pork, and then when I boiled it and I ate it, I was totally shocked. It was unbelievable.
It is good stuff. I've had it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is good stuff. And if you really want real good pork chop, that's the way to go. Most stores do not carry it because it's quite expensive. But It's worth the treat once in a while when you really want something good. And that's one of our bigger sellers online. Of course, our biggest seller online is steak. Steak and filet mignon and veal chops.
Well,
it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to sell the best that money could buy. It really is.
You're just making me hungry there, Stanley. Listen, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we're going to be back with Stanley LaBelle from LaBelle's in New York City, down there on Madison Avenue.
Madison.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
I won't.
Making parts with the steward is high over long out of sound. She's also spending some time.
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to the nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with David Shurtleff, and we've got a great guest today in Stanley LaBelle. Before we get back to talking to Stanley real quick, if you want to email us, you can do it at barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's the letters BBQ Nation. at KXL.com, or if you want to send us a recipe, just recipes@KXL.com. And David, Facebook?
Hit us up on Facebook, Barbecue Nation with JT, and give us a like, and same thing applies there. Any questions or recipes you want to send us, send them there.
That's right, and we're going to have some on the website when this show's over. We're going to, of course, if you listen to the podcast of this show, you'll see some images of Stanley LaBelle there, and I'm going to tell you, stay tuned through the whole show because Stan's going to make you a great offer towards the end of the show. Anyway, welcome back, Stanley. We were talking at the break where you guys have just created something new.
Yes, we've created a new, brand new burger. And with the market being so saturated with burgers, this we found to be very, very interesting, very flavorful, unbelievably soft. It's called the Prime Rib Burger. It does actually come from the USDA prime rib, and it's unbelievably delicious and flavorful. You broil this burger, rare on the inside, burnt on the outside, and you put your fork in there, and you're going to see the juice spurt right out at you. So wear a raincoat.
Wear a raincoat. I like that.
This is available only online.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So let's go over some things, if we could, real quick. Give our listeners some tips. You talked a little bit about the beef on what they should look for, like a steak or if it's a bone-in steak, like a, you know, New York or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Give them some ideas of what they should be looking for, like in their beef, like looking at a package of burger or burger in the case, and you know, at their grocery store if they have a local butcher they go to. What should they be looking for in that? What should they also be looking for comparatively, like in a couple of the other things, like pork chops and things?
Okay, first let's talk a little bit about the burger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bug on freshness when it comes to burgers. So my preference would be to if you go into your supermarket, local supermarket, instead of buying the package of ground meat, buy the chuck steak without the bone and ask the butcher to grind it for you.
There you go.
Meat that's normally ground and that's put in the case is 90% of the time it's parts of the chuck that's left over. When you use the chuck itself freshly ground, it increases the flavor and the texture of the meat considerably. And you'll find it to be much more juicy. And besides that, you really know that it's freshly ground, which is, to me, is very, very, very important. All the meat that we ground is ground to order. Nothing pre-ground, nothing pre-wrapped. Of course, basically, I just don't believe in it. When we're looking for pork, again, the preference in pork when you do a chop is the rib pork chop. There's two cuts of pork chops. One is the rib, one is the loin. the loin has a tendency of being somewhat drier than the rib pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
When you look for the pork chop, you have to look for the again, it should be white in color, not off color, definitely not on the yellow side. And it should have also flakes of graining in it. Not to worry about the flakes of graining, which is flakes of fat. When you cook that, that all melts out. It's not going into your system. The fat you need to concern yourself about is the fat that's on the outside of the meat. But when you broil the fat on a steak or on a pork chop, it's really delicious. So
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
you got to close your eyes and enjoy your meal and say, tomorrow I'll make up for it.
That's very true. I can tell you a very quick story. Years ago, we were having a Christmas dinner. My sister-in-law was giving my brother what for, because he was eating some fat off of his off the prime, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that. So as I'm kind of helping clear the dishes from the table, I'm in the kitchen, and there's my sister-in-law standing there over this plate that's got a lot of fat scrap on it, and she's stuffing it in her mouth as fast as she can. So.
She got caught.
She got caught big time, big time. Well, when that, you know, also tips on buying lamb. It is springtime. We're getting towards the end of springtime. But, you know, we have a lot of lamb out here on the West Coast. And, you know, people buy it. And I think they just kind of take their butcher's word for it that it's good. And it, most of the time, I'm sure it probably is. But what should they be looking for in a leg or in a, you know, maybe a crown roast or something like that?
Well, again, it depends on the time of the year. Crown roast is great, makes a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful presentation. A little on the tricky side to cook because of the fact when you make a crown, you cut into the lamb chops and you open it up in order to turn it into a crown. So if you haven't done crowns before and you're not really in tune to the cooking process, I'd be somewhat careful. Rather than a crown, I would probably do a rack. The rack is the lamb chops in one piece, normally about 8 or 9 chops,
mm-hmm.
and they broil up beautifully. Again, we're looking for the lamb should not be bright red. That's the redness in lamb and beef and veal, the very, very redness in that is an indication that the lamb is old or the beef is old or the veal is old or even the pork. So be careful there. As far as the determining whether it's going to be soft or not, just turn over the rack of lamb and look at the bones. If the bones are all white, keep away from it. If the bones have a flake, a line of red in it, again, as I said before, that shows youth. So the odds are you're going to be pretty well served. If you get a light-colored rack of lamb, the eye should be light in color and the bone red, you're 90% there.
That sounds
like the other 10% is how you cook it.
There you go. That sounds like very good advice. We're going to be back in another couple minutes more with Stanley LaBelle from New York City right here on Barbecue Nation. Imagine that. We'll be back.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation with JT and David Shurtleff here. I want to say hi to one of our affiliates, or a couple of them actually, KWRO down in Coos Bay and KBKR over in Baker City. Thanks for being with us today and to all the affiliates down the line that host the nation on your Saturday afternoons. Don't forget, you can email us at barbecuenation@kxl.com or recipes. We are going to have some contests coming up this summer, so you want to pay attention to that. Then we're going to be giving away a few grilling and barbecue prizes. I will not give you a free first-class ticket to New York to go back and meet Stanley. If anybody does that, it's going to be me. Anyway, yeah. So do you do the cooking at home, Stan?
I notoriously don't do the cooking, but I'll now and then when something's being cooked, I'll either turn the heat up or turn it down or throw extra garlic on when nobody's looking.
There you go. My dad used to do.
But I do all the grilling, though.
Okay. All right. Good. My dad used to do that. My mom always made homemade dill pickles, among other things, when I was a kid. And my dad would come behind her, and she always put these little red peppers in one little pepper in each jar, and it was just perfect. Well, one year my dad walked behind there and didn't think that she had put them in there, so he stuffed another one in each jar. When those pickles were cured and ready to eat, they were pretty lip-ripping, if you know what I mean. So
I sure do.
Yes. All right, now it's time for our lightning round with Stan Labelle here. I'm sorry, I do something here. I think this is going to be fun for you, so let's go, David. Okay, Stanley Labelle from Labelle's in New York City. In our lightning round today, tell us what's the best part of your job.
Going to work.
Okay. What's the toughest part of your job?
Staying home.
Okay. What's your favorite food to grill?
Anger steak or skirt steak.
There you go. What do you think is the toughest or the hardest skill for beginning barbecuers or grillers to learn?
How long to keep the meat on the grill.
Okay. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master? You yourself, the longest one to master.
Not eating while I'm cooking.
You got that little knife and the fork or the tongs and do a little sampling along the way there?
Exactly.
There you go. Which of these would you rather grill? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, the Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny? That was a ridiculous question.
I would say the goose.
Okay. What does the best day for Stanley Labelle contain as far as for activities?
Reading.
Just reading?
Yep. I enjoy to read.
There you go.
Enjoy reading.
There you go.
Very much.
If you could choose anybody in the world, who would you have cook for you?
Martha Stewart.
There you go. Do you know her?
I know her very well.
There you go.
Matter of fact, the book that I have in front of me, which is Labelle's grilling book, Martha endorsed.
There you go. Is there anybody you can think of that maybe should not barbecue or grill?
Yes, children.
Okay. If we declared you, Stanley Labelle, supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you as supreme ruler decree?
Keep out of my way.
That's good. I was going to say, my next question is, do you have a favorite barbecue book? But I think you wrote one, so I don't need to ask you that one.
Yes, we do, and it's called Prime Time, Labelle's Guide to Great Grilled Meats.
It's kind of funny, Stanley. I just happen to have one right here in my right hand in the studio today.
Okay.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done on a barbecue or a grill?
Adding oil to meat.
Okay, there you go.
Which creates flare-ups.
Okay, we'll talk about that more when we get done with the lightning round, which we're almost done. For someone new to barbecuing or grilling, what would you recommend for them to start with as far as a meat?
As far as a meat, a prime rib steak.
Okay. What's the worst place you ever had to cook?
The worst place I ever had to cook?
Yes. Like a location.
In my friend's house.
Okay. And finally, what's your favorite beverage when you're barbecuing or grilling?
A good light beer.
There you go. One last one. What's your favorite band or musical group?
That's a rough one.
That's a rough one? I mean, we kind of stumped you?
My grandson loves hard rock, so I'll go with any hard rock band that you know.
Okay, there you go. I think you passed. Congratulations there, Stanley, on the lightning round. So let's talk about that a little bit. You know, to me, grilling and cooking, everybody's got their own ideas. There's some basic things that I think people should know. A lot of them you covered today. I think that's excellent information. But, you know, some people will say, well, put a little oil on the meat or you know, do this or that. Tell us your opinions about that. You referred to it in the lightning round.
The oil should go on the grill, not on the meat. And the purpose of that is so when you put steak or burger on the grill, it doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
The important things to have really, give you a little bit of a list when you start grilling, is a long mitt, one that goes up almost to your elbow. Instant read thermometers, extremely sharp knives, critical. The odds of cutting yourself with a very sharp knife are almost minimal compared to a dull knife. A sharp knife, you only have to cut once. A dull knife, you have to keep cutting back and forth. And that creates a problem.
Sure.
A good cutting board, preferably wood. I don't like to cut on plastic. A spatula, tongs. As far as the fork goes, the fork with the diamonds, almost, I call them diamonds in the front of them. Keep away from that. Mm-hmm. I don't like to use that because when you turn over a steak and you pierce the meat, that's all you do is let all that beautiful juices come out for no reason at all. It goes to waste.
No, I always use I use tongs. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, tongs are definitely the way to go. But so I've gone to friends' houses when that's all they use is the fork, yeah. And they say, oh, they didn't know that the juices come out. I said, try it. You see, as soon as you penetrate the meat, the juices come out. So, they say, oh, yeah. And of course, you need to know instant read thermometer, critical when you grill. How else does the amateur really know the doneness of the steak? If you like it rare, the instant read thermometer on a steak should read 130. And as far as pork is concerned, it should reach 150. And chicken around 170. Mm-hmm. So if you have all these tools in front of you, when you're cooking, you're 85-90% there to a successful, good meal. And don't cook too far in advance of serving it. A lot of chefs say they like to let your meat rest for 5, for 10, for 15 minutes. I don't have any patience. I just take my steak, I let it rest maybe for a couple of minutes. If my teeth don't get to it first, and then I just slice it down. I believe in eating hot meat, not room temperature or cooled down.
Well, I got to confess something to you, Stanley. I'm with you. I'm a 2-minute guy when it comes to letting it rest. I think any more than that, and you're kind of letting some very good flavor get away from you.
No question about it. Besides that, you can't wait any longer than that once you get the smell of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to gross everybody out. One of my favorite things is if you've got your steaks on a platter and then you're going to serve people or whatever, there's always a bunch of juice on the bottom of that platter. I'm kind of a heathen. I like to, like, put that on my baked potato or something. I'm just.
I like to soak it up with a fresh rye bread.
There you go. There you go. See, we're on the same page here, man. That's really good.
As a matter of fact, all those juices, what I normally do is I have already crushed garlic in a separate little container, and I take those juices and I pour it into the container with the fresh garlic, and I mix it around a little bit, and I use it as a dipping.
There you go. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
It's really good.
Ah, you're just making me so hungry today, Stanley. I don't know.
Come on over. I'll take you out for dinner.
Okay, you got it. I'll tell you what. I'm going to send my daughter over there. She's going to be in New York in 2 weeks. I'll send her by to say hello to you.
Great. Good. Looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break here, and we're going to be back, wrap up the show with Stanley LaBelle, and he's going to tell you about his cookbook and some other things. Be right back.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back. It is Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. along with Mr. Shurtleff, the master producer here. We've got Stanley LaBelle on from LaBelle's in New York. Before we get back to Stan really quick, don't forget about our friends down at Barclays in Woodburn. That's right. You can go by and see them. Jamie, you can see Jamie, and you can see Mark, and you can see all those guys down there and see all the interesting things they have there at Barclays. That's on 99E, just on the south end of Woodburn. And also our friends over at Bear Mountain Forest Products. You know, if you've got a pellet grill, I can just tell you that the Bear Mountain pellets that they make for your pellet grill are some of the best in the world. Well, they're the biggest manufacturer of them in the world. They should be. So check them out at Bear Mountain Forest Products online. All right, let's get back to our new friend here, Stanley LaBelle from LaBelle's in New York City. If you happen to be going to New York, if you happen to be going to the Big Apple anytime soon, go down on Madison Avenue, and the address is 1096 Madison Avenue in New York, 10028. And so you can, and their website is LaBelle's, LOBELS.com. And you can find out a lot of stuff there. But Stanley has got a special offer for everybody. Let her rip, Stan.
Yeah, well, if anybody does go online, please sign up for our free culinary club, which gives you free recipes and free emails of specials that we have. You'll find it extremely interesting. And also, if there's any questions that you might have regarding beef, lamb, pork, poultry, fish, whatever the case may be, we answer all questions that come in. Anything you're stuck on or stunned on, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And for our, and for the people that order now, heard this program today, that if you're going to call in for an order at LaBelle's.com, just mention my name and you'll receive a free $25 cookbook, which is called Prime Time, the LaBelle's Guide to Great Grilled Meats. And plus an additional $25 gift certificate for your next order. I'm sure the next order will be a no-brainer because you're going to be blown away by the first order.
I would agree with you there. And that is LaBelle's.com too, LOBELS.com.
Correct.
And I find it interesting that you will answer any questions. A lot of people won't do that unless you're already a paying customer standing at the counter. That's a really nice thing to do for people.
Thank you. Well, that's part of what we do. We're almost like an online butcher shop. We try to take care of our customers, our clientele, similar to the way people used to take care of their businesses 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We have that personal touch and respect for each other.
So give me an idea, though. When you get lined up for the holidays, we've got Memorial Day coming up, and, of course, then 4th of July like that. How busy does your store get? Do you get them 10 deep waiting in line at the counter? Or?
Well, 95% of our business are delivery. When the holidays come like that, we have a 12-wheeler truck, refrigerator truck outside of our store that we make orders in and put them in there so that we just become too overwhelmed. We're open 24 hours a day come the holiday time. And the reason being, we pay attention to our customers. When a customer calls and they ask questions, even though it's very, very busy, we take care of our customers the way people should be taken care of. The way we used to be taken care of years ago.
So if you're looking for a rib roast at 1 o'clock in the morning before Christmas, you can probably find one there.
Well, not only will you find us there, but you'll find us there as well.
Well, I hope you're not having to pull those overnight shifts anymore.
I've done my share. I still do it. I just love what I do.
Okay.
And when you love what you do, you just do it.
All right. Stanley LaBelle from LaBelle's in New York City down there in Manhattan. Thank you for being with us here on Barbecue Nation today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely my pleasure.
No problem. Folks, we're going to get out of here for the week. I hope you have a good week. David and I will be back next week. McGarian's on deck. Bushlack's in the hole. Check us out online. We'll see you next week on Barbecue Nation.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is produced and tolerated by David Shirtliff in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.